This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
So yesterday, the police and community members gathered at a house at Lehai Labatu outside Polokwane, following allegations of human trafficking and kidnapping. It is alleged that a Nigerian national who has been renting the property recruited young women and men aged between 19 and 23 to sell policies on the streets. And some of the young people found at the house reportedly told authorities that they've been, living there after being recruited by this man since 2022. So the young women and men are from Mpumalanga, Gauteng, KZN and Limpopo. Imagine.
So we are talking this morning to spokesperson for the Limpopo Police. That's Brigadier Hlulani Mashaba, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Brigadier. How are you doing?
Good morning, Paul and Jones. Thank you for having me this morning. And good morning to the rest of Capricorn FM listeners.
We appreciate your time. Now, Brigadier, what do we know about this story up to this point? Have there been any other updates from what we've been seeing being reported?
Let me just indicate that indeed, as the police in Limpopo, we are currently investigating allegations of possible human trafficking. Let me also indicate that this follows a tip-off that we received in the morning yesterday, where community members concerned, community members as well as community leaders within the Lehai Labatu area called us to say that they see some suspicious activities of which they would want the police to do a full-scale investigation. We immediately deployed the team there, led by the provincial head of organized crime. As they arrived there, they saw several young men and women who were there. And upon being interviewed, we were told that these people were brought into the place being promised jobs and all of that. That's why these people, we are told that they are doing business, especially within the insurance industry. But what is of concern, you go into a house that is about 3-bedroom house or so, you find more than 15 or more than 18 people residing in the same environment. You ask yourself the conditions and all of that. But also safe to say that we have noticed that in recent time, people sometimes are being scammed, they are being promised jobs, and as they go, you find that there's nothing like that. But with these people, these are people that are coming from various provinces such as Mpumalanga, Gauteng, some are from Limpopo, so you will be surprised. But all that we can indicate now is that there's a Nigerian national that has been involved in this matter. Yesterday, the Home Affairs, they took him because he is alleged to be in the country illegal. So he's been taken for processing, and also the police are looking at all the facts that are on the table, the evidence that is there. This includes also the issue of interviewing all the victims that are there. We believe that not so long we should be able to get a breakthrough in this, because we take this matter very seriously. These allegations that involve the possible exploitation of vulnerable groups or members of society, we take it very seriously. Hence, we are conducting a thorough investigation to establish the facts surrounding the circumstances in this matter.
Brigadier, it is apparent that young people are the most targeted section of the population under the guise of employment. What is your message to all the youth?
What I can say is that anything that is too good to be true must be avoided. Sometimes people tell you that you have never worked, you are not even a professional. People promise you that you will get 30,000 rand by selling policies. I'm not saying that policies does not pay, but I'm saying you have never been in a competitive world or in the job market, so to say, or you don't even have any experience. Somebody will tell you that you are going to get 50,000 rand a month. These are some of the things that people must take cognizance of. Hence, I'm saying something that is too good to be true, people must tread with caution, they must be vigilant, because otherwise, if they don't, they will fall prey to all these scams that we see, targeting young people in their name. But also, what we would like to say to young people, If they see any suspicious activities in their own backyard or wherever they are, they must immediately report it to law enforcement authorities so that the authorities are able to act. We would like to commend the community of Lhayelabad, who have seen these things happening, and then they raised alarm and alerted the police. And by so doing, we were able to act, and we believe that we'll be able to rescue these young girls and boys that are in that very house.
No, Brigadier, thank you so much. We'll leave it here for today, and we'll just hope for the safety of our people that, you know, they'll be vigilant enough not to fall for these scams. Thank you so much for your time. That's a spokesperson for the Limpopo Police, Brigadier Hlulani Mashaba.
All right. No, let your voice be part of this conversation. When does a job opportunity become a red flag? Let's just say a stranger offered you work in another province with accommodation included. What questions would you ask before saying yes? Talk to us 079-899-6 2226 079 899 6226. This is a Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
We're asking you, when does a job opportunity become a red flag, and what questions would you ask before saying yes?
Good morning, team. A job shouldn't require you to pay anything, whether it's buying a blanket, like Buti has said, or just getting a car in general. A job shouldn't cost you anything. I mean, if you are unemployed, how are you going to be able to afford all these things that they're asking you of? And I don't remember in any time of life where they've said that a job should cost you a certain fee or a certain item. That's not a job. Once a job comes with, you know, terms and conditions or requirements that require you to pop out something, then that's a red flag. Then run as fast as you can. Thanks, team.
Morning, breakfast team. Imagine you got a call from this big, maybe let's say company, because that's incomplete, and they tell you that you have been shortlisted for an interview, but you realize you've never ever applied for a job, and you ask for an address, and they give you a Mandlin address. Ne? I'm assuming there's like a Mandlin Mall address or something, or like a Mandlin is in the area, and you tell them you'll be driving to them, okay? And they tell you that, no, you don't have to drive. We'll pick you up. We'll pick you up with other applicants. Mm. We'll pick you up at the Pretoria CBD. Aibo.
Sure.
And for me, that's a red flag.
Mm.
From Taste Malopi at Pake Rankaila, sending through that message. There is another one that came through a message this morning, and it says, those type of projects are everywhere. In Jane First, we have those young adults staying at a house, and we see them on the streets selling policies. I have never thought of it as human trafficking. It is, it has been happening for a long time. Even local kids, you find them at some point doing the job. The message is unsigned. Morning, team. On today's topic, I don't believe this is human trafficking or a scam. What we are seeing is mostly third-party direct sales companies. These businesses often rent a merchandise house to cut accommodation costs. Since most of their people work in the streets or retail shops promoting and selling financial products, I know many of these companies nationwide, the leading one being Credico. In fact, when I finished tertiary in 2011, that was the first job I landed. It gave me invaluable sales experience that shaped me into the successful businessman I am today. We would travel on road trips to other provinces, spend a week or so, and return after selling the product at hand. It was tough but rewarding, and it taught me resilience, discipline, and the art of selling, skills I use to this day. Mr. Mubango is the one who sent through that message. We're going to be going through more of your messages after this.
All right, at what point do you become suspicious? So somebody's offering you a job. Talk to us 079-899-6226.
These are the messages that you sent through this morning, and this is what you had to say.
Good morning, team. A job shouldn't require you to pay anything, whether it's buying a blanket, like Buti has said, or just getting a car in general. A job shouldn't cost you anything. I mean, if you are unemployed, how are you going to be able to afford all these things that they're asking you of? And I don't remember in any time of life where they've said that a job should cost you a certain fee or a certain item.
Good morning. Capricorn FM and the Breakfast Team. This is Bonto here for Asia. Mafunga amushumo zwia konda nga manda. Nga uri u tshi khou ṱoḓa mushumo hoyi, u soko pfha nga kholomo na ṅwekho dzhena hoyi.
U fhinduliwa. Matiko.
Hu na dzi scammers. I remember nṋe ndi kha ḓi nyaga mushumo ndi tshi khou ḓi dzula Pretoria. I got a call. Half year ndi the feminine Luruli house, in the one in Joburg. Yo duma nga manda, the traffic people. So because I think I was 23 years by that time. I've never worked before and I feel random shumo. When I arrived there, I'm looking at another South African Bazana of Makas, you can see where Hyman. Luckily the Trofanga was the Ranga on top of chair and I just being more high. Upon something charong. We just wanted to see you. It's fine. You now you guys have to transport to Cape Town. Like him and Wanganabo, Vashkusuko, Funera, Wakubuzzi, so Chimbrahani. So, the Janda Mamsu Chukutua, Nukobona, Nukonuka interview, Miss Sugar Petunia, the Ambur. Doshika kadresa so nava sumera nava kamarera so ndai tangoraro kama nwangu ndi fhethu so so uko fridge zwino ro ndira banda wana mushumo ri kho tusa skepeni ndi kho amba na vanga foro mbo dirka verenda then I said to that lady ndi kho uva ndi tshi tovela nda ti ndi kho zwivona uri ya apa fhethu ndo ponya vha kho ambana nanga founu uri apa fhethu a si mushumo vha trafika vhathu. So mushumo une wa fine ndo ntshiwa tshelede kana mushumo une ndo swika fine wana mushumo une kho fhiwa vhudzulo a zwi make sense. Qualifications dzanu vho zwi ḓivisa hani uri ni khou kona mini interview avho nga amba na yeni u soko pfhi hey you meet in the height, you meet the height number second name in rinwe apa nda wo vhifha tshiḓivhi uri wo ḓo vho itea mini nga nṋe mara kha vhathu vhoṱhe na vhathu vho no shumaho please ari vha awe.
Good morning team. Yeah, now can know one of the victims back then, but I saw an advert. We submitted our CV, we were called for interviews. After interviews, then they were called, said Banyaka some R1,000 in. That was one red flag. Red flag number two, we asked, where do you want to be placed? Then I was like, but on the interview, re apply Chimeroko. But now, why am I being asked to Kenyaga or place Wakai? And believe me, people are desperate for jobs. There are those who went and paid. Even though Linda, I saw some red flags, by that moment, if I even get back in the charity, I could have went and paid. They know very well or people are desperate out there. Banyata Mereko, they would come and pay. Yeah. And for song choice in the morning, yes, distance it is.
This is the lady who requested that song to start the show. Brandy, Long Distance.
Oh, Long Distance.
So she's confirming. Long Distance. All righty.
A very good morning to my favorite team.
Morning.
Guys, things become a red flag when this man involved, when apparently you are told to pay a certain fee coming for an interview, that should raise your eyebrows and to say no, it shouldn't be the case. The other thing is being invited to shady places. You find that you've been invited for an interview. When you get there, it's in a very, very shady place. So it should also raise a red flag to you. During the week, I came with this guy. He said to me he was once invited for an interview. When he got there, they offered him Actually, he was supposed to be delivering some goods, he was told, to Cape Town, Durban and the likes. So he asked, what is it that I'll be delivering? He was told, no, you don't have to worry about that. You only know about that when you accepted the job already. So it was a first red flag for him. The second thing was when he said, no, it's fine, we can continue. Then should I provide you with my banking details? Then he was told that, no, you will only be receiving cash and we don't need your banking details. Then the third one was that he was told that you only have to travel alone. There won't be any assistance and he will have to be given a certain amount of money to bribe police along the way. So he said, no, it's fine. When am I supposed to start? Then he was told that he should start the following day. Then that's when he decided to leave and never looked back. So such things, you must be alert of such things. But like Mamulko said, we are sometimes surpassed by desperation as it calls for desperate measures because there's a huge high unemployment rate in the country. The Western, my name, Chess.
Hey, morning, my favorite team. It's Ruben from Palabra, guys. It's tough, eh? It's tough. You know, these days, you know, sometimes Nikanaban 15,000, and these guys, by the Baba Cruel, Batala Namasiswai, Nababa Tim Sanamtiro. I wish these guys, they can rot in hell. It's tough outside there, guys. It's not easy to get a job. Sometimes at the end they tell you that's bad, bros.
All right. The message through that came through as well. This one says, morning team. I once received an SMS from this unknown number saying I scored myself an interview in this well-known mine. And the surprising part was here in Limpopo. It was here in Limpopo, but I can't mention where. So I called the number trying to understand. Guess what? That guy said I must come with 2K and I must come alone. Come on, I never applied anything. That's when I noticed, Ore, that's a lot of scammers out there. Anyway, it's Majestic here in Tsenin, Mocheteng.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.